The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. First off, I want to compliment Winston, our producer, for the great job he and the crew here did on their presentation of A Christmas Carol presented on Christmas Day. Super job, Winston and the gangs. You hear a lot of talk now about New Year's resolutions and not keeping them. Congratulations to those who keep them. Personally, I don't make them. I figure if changes have to be made, I'll do them anyway, mostly spurred by my wonderful wife or the doctor or whoever else wants to be in control of my life. I heard about the terrible case of the man who killed his lovely wife and two beautiful daughters. How could someone possibly do that? He needs to be tortured to death. The struggle over power sources continues. I was not surprised to see the windmill project refuse, given on the effects on the environment and the Native American community. It's obvious that we need something, but what? Ocean tidal movement is one source, but what would it do to the fishing and crabbing industries? There is always something that fouls up the best laid plans of mice and men. There is also a lot of talk about dismissing overdue debts and taxes. We got into a situation with the IRS over some taxable funds we used, ended up owing a bunch. We paid it. Some of these folks who talk about owing thousands in taxes and ending up owing much less or nothing, I don't get it. If you made enough to have that kind of assessment, where did it go? I understand that complications can come up and things can go terribly wrong, but you and I pay ours, I'm assuming. Why should they not pay theirs? When it comes to relieving debt, that's a little different. Medical emergencies and treatments, perhaps not covered by insurance, disasters such as fires and floods, can put a family under a load of debt. What about the folks to whom the money is owed? Don't they have a right to receive payment? I was in business for myself and connected to the grocery stores I had my butcher shops in. We gave credit. Most of it was good credit, but we worked on a narrow profit margin, and if we lost money to bad credit, it hurt. By the same token, bad checks can hurt you as well. Many places now won't take checks using cash or bank cards. I took a check from a neighborhood guy once for 75 cents. It came back. And when I approached him about it, he said he couldn't understand why it bounced. He still had a dollar and a half in the account. One of our good customers asked us to give credit to a lovely, well-dressed couple, and they would guarantee it. We did, and they left town owing a bunch. We were the only ones they paid. Credit is a precious thing. Most of us work hard to get it and keep our scores high. So I'll close with Happy New Year. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.